This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. It's been over 2 weeks since the U.S. government decided to remove gray wolves from the endangered species list, making many in this state very happy. But there are others upset by the ruling, so the battle is likely far from over. The Washington Farm Bureau's Tom Davis says animals are put on the endangered species list so they can recover, and the gray wolf has done just that.
Here in Washington, we have seen tremendous growth in the wolf population over the last decade, to the point now where we have recoverable levels just here in our own state. But as the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Department of Interior looked at it, they saw that for the 48 contiguous states, that it was justifiable to remove the wolves, start that process from the endangered species list.
And that, Davis says, should be celebrated.
But unfortunately, we're seeing groups like Center for Biological Diversity, they'll use it as a fundraising effort, and they're going to start filing documents, likely they will, to sue to stop this action by our federal government.
But Davis says this decision was based in science.
These are career biologists and specialists that work both for the federal government and work here in our own state that manage wildlife. They predate this Trump administration. They'll be around. These biologists are around through a full career. So they provide some continuity of policy implementation and science.
Tune in tomorrow for more.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.